Back in 1965, still another mother cried as her son was sent off to a land called Charlie's Paradise. Billy was a soldier in the bush. He played for keeps. The enemy was all around. Didn't Charlie ever sleep? Ordered up the hill one day to take it and make a stand. Billy never made it back. He was dealt with Charlie's hand. Maybe he's a lucky one, 'cause we still feel the pain of a thousand wounded players who took part in Charlie's game. He's one of a million unsung heroes whose story forever goes untold. He left a soul in numb, but his spirit still is on. He's walking with us on the last patrol. He's walking with us on the last patrol.
The Last Patrol Radio Show is a program dedicated to my brothers and sisters who have and to those who are now serving America in the U.S. military, the police and security, firefighters and EMS. This is a veterans-to-veterans ministry. By God's grace, we are here to serve, to help bring the truth to you through the Word and the life of Jesus Christ. I'm Pastor Ted Marshall. I served as a dog man, that is a canine handler, for the U.S. Air Force Security Police in the Vietnam War. I know that the bond that we have as veterans have is very special, and we can talk to each other. This program is for you and your family. Let us ask for guidance from our Lord to inspire and hear from Him on how much He loves you. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Jesus Christ. Philippians 4:7. The Last Patrol Radio program is a talk to vets ministry, hosting guests from the Christian veteran community and the caring and loving people who bring information and loving gratitude for all of you who are our nation's finest treasure. Here in the home of the brave, you are the brave in that home. You and I will have a lot to share on subjects we can learn from using the Perfect Operations Planning Manual. That's the POPM, also known as the Bible. Heart to heart, vet to vet, patriot to patriot, welcome home. The Last Patrol is about realizing that we have a mission that we're being called to. Each of us has a special place on this patrol. We are now and are continuing specialized training for this task and mission. This is a highly motivated and extremely skilled operations team with overpowering strength, courage, and leadership support. The air power as well, the universe knows none is awesome. The ground troops are all in the army of the Lord. We are God's warriors. Who can stand against us? Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding and on in your ways. Acknowledge Him, and He will make your path straight. Walk with us on the Last Patrol. In a few minutes, we're going to have a very special guest. His name is Don Huddle. I've known Don for probably over 45 years. Don and I served together during the Vietnam War. We were both dog handlers. Don is is part of the Last Patrol and the northern part of it. Don is a true, true friend. Don's a Christian, a very strong Christian man. Don's a former sheriff and law enforcement. He was a military police also, canine dog handler. I'm saying this before we get on the air with him because I don't want to embarrass him. He saved my life during a time when I was pinned down and the enemy fire was all around. And he was the one that came back and fired all the slap flares and was able to scare the enemy off and be able to save my life. And I owe him that, but above everything else, he's a good Christian man. And he has concerns also for what's going on in this country. He has concerns, and he sees through eyes of experience what's going on. And we're going to have a very frank discussion today, and I hope you have a chance to sit in and listen. The Lord is here. He's watching over all of us. And he knows what's going on. He's already made the plan. He knows what the end times and what's coming up. But we do need to get people's eyes open, get their hearts open, so they can realize that there's only one place that they can turn to, and that is trust in Jesus Christ. On the phone with me is my dear friend who I explained and talked to a little bit earlier, Don Huddle. Don, how's everything up in the Northern Command?
Real good. It's kind of been hot lately, but that's okay. We're used to that, huh? So at least we don't have any monsoons yet.
Don, it's such a pleasure to have you as my first guest that's actually been able to talk to over the phone from a long distance. And this is real special. This is real special. We'll be able to bring our friends and other people that we know that are in the Christian community, especially the soldiers, the good Christian warriors or the Christian priests, which you like to call. Folks, Don leads a group of men in a very special rifle club that are all good, God-loving Christians, patriots, every one of them. And I've had the chance to visit with Don on an exercise that they did this past year, and hopefully, God willing, we'll be able to visit and be with them again in July of this year. Don, how's the guys doing?
Oh, they're fine now. Yeah, they're some great brothers. There's no doubt about that. God brought us all together, and for now and for what's going to happen here in the country, and we're all about serving and protecting the community, and especially the body of Christ.
Don, tell us a little bit about what you feel, or not what you feel, but what the truth is being revealed to you about what's happening in our country today, and that the need for the Christian people to wake up, and those that are not believers yet, to hurry up.
Well, you have to understand what you're seeing from the mainline media. That's all constructed, perpetrated news that the federal government out of Washington D.C. wants you to hear. Yeah, most of it's not the truth, or it's half-truths. They're leaving out a lot of the critical facts. They can't afford to tell you the truth, because if they did, you wouldn't accept it. So you have to realize what you're being told from the mainline media. These people are being paid to follow an agenda and being told only what they want you to know. You have to realize that. So you have to find your news and truth from other sources, alternative news. I'm not saying you don't have to watch that, but I will say this. You're going to get a lot more truth from that than you will from the mainline. You have a lot of news coming out of Washington, D.C. that's alternative, that's being leaked by people in Washington and by people in the federal government. And it's not good. And we're on the brink of a complete financial collapse. The U.S. dollar has been rejected by the main countries of the world. China's selling our treasury and our dollars. And now our stocks, they're selling their stocks as fast as they can. They're getting out of the dollar. The petrol dollar is what it used to be referred to. And Russia is also doing the same thing. And what they're doing is they're working together to crash our dollar as the world reserve currency, the reserve currency of the world. And they're going to build up the Chinese yuan. That's coming out in October 1st. That's gold-backed. Our money is not backed by gold or silver at all anymore, and hasn't been. It's just paper. It's fiat currency. So when the money, the reserve currency of the world, the dollar, is totally rejected by these major powers, you're going to see our money superinflate overnight. It's like it's going to be worthless, just like every other currency that was a fiat currency that was eventually rejected did. Last one was Germany back in the 1930s, and that's what the main aggravator towards World War II. Because when a country ends up like that, they make war to make money and to bolster their economy. So that's what's going on right now. In July and August is going to be critical coming into this election.
Don, is there
the election? I'm sorry, go ahead.
Don, I was going to say, what can the American people do? What can the Christian community do in the Christian churches? I know that a lot of Christian churches have money in banks and so forth, and maybe even have stocks or whatever. What do you suggest that the Christian community do to prepare themselves?
Number one, if you have stocks and money in the bank, liquidate them and buy hard assets, buy gold, silver, platinum, invest in things that you can barter, and stock up on food. Even Pat Robertson said on a 700 Club I saw last week, he says everyone should have 6 months of an emergency food supply. Now, that's the first Christian leader that's come out and said that publicly, and I heard him say it on the 700 Club. So all these people that are in the know, they know what's going to happen, and they know it's going to be a currency crash. When that happens, there's laws that are in effect right now where the bank can just take your money. There's been a law on the books, I think it's 3 or 4 years old now, where the banks, when you put money in the bank, that's no longer your money. They can use that money to keep themselves solvent. Now, you've seen bailouts. The next thing you're going to see is bail-ins. And when that occurs, in order to fund the federal government, whatever's left of it, then what you're going to see is your IRAs, your pensions, and your bank accounts are going to be used to keep those banks solvent from crashing. Right now, bank stocks are down horribly in the last week, and now you're seeing runs for gold. Last week, gold went up $34 on a day. I've never seen a stock do that, and I used to day trade stock. So you're seeing gold and silver bucking to get out of that the corral that's been held down in, and they're not going to be able to hold it much longer. So you have to get out of hold of it, get ahead of this thing. The Bible says for the Christian to know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Unfortunately, only 5% of the American people right now are actually considered to be preparing for this. And I believe it's a little higher, but you're going to have to be serious now, because you're going to have to take care of your family. And if one day you wake up and a loaf of bread costs a dollar, like it is, or $100, like it is in Venezuela, a dozen eggs cost $200 because the money is super inflated overnight, that's going to be the story for all of world currencies. So you're going to have assets to fund your family and to keep yourselves together. So do that. There's a very high possibility of what is called an electromagnetic pulse attack on the United States. Now, the mainline media is starting to cover this real heavily now, and the 700 Club covered that yesterday. And I've been reading about that for the last couple of years. These countries plan on doing an EMP over the United States. And if they do that, Iran, China, Russia, North Korea have all planned it. They're not planning to launch missiles diagonally towards the United States because our missile shields will knock them down. They're going to fire them straight up in the air 95 miles above the United States from off our coast from a submarine or whatever they want to use. And by the time we see that missile, it would have exploded. And that, in a second, of our electronics, everything, anything digital, our cars, everything will just come to a stop. And you'll be docked back into the 1800s. And it will take months and even years to get our electromagnetic, in order to get our power grid back up. The only exception is Texas. Texas has hardened their grid against EMP. And technically, they can take an EMP hit and they could still run. So they'll be like a little refuge to run to for a power, unless something else happens, as far as sabotage or something like that. When we get an EMP, we're going to get invaded by foreign powers to seize this country. This has already been set up. Hillary Clinton set it up. The Bushes set it up. They're going to come in here. They're going to take what they want as plunder and as pillage. Obama last year got Putin to authorize 20,000 American Russian soldiers to come here in case of an event that occurred as peacekeepers. Well, foreign peacekeepers are not, they're plunderers. They don't keep peace. They come in and they subjugate the population through the worst means of force that you can possibly find. So that nightmare scenario could be hours away from presenting itself. So you have all of these dynamics that are converging in the summer and in the fall, and the Christian people must be prepared for this. You must be able to use physical force to protect yourself. I would suggest that you buy arms and ammunition and food and make sure you have a plan to protect your family and your church and your neighbors, because it's going to be very rough. And as Christians, you can actually prepare to feed others, because there's going to be people walking around with nothing to eat and no possibility of getting anything to eat. Right now in Venezuela, they're eating their dogs and their cats, and it's just getting worse and worse because there is no food. And if our supply chain gets interrupted overnight from an EMP or financial crash or whatever sabotage these ISIS cells are going to commit, and that they're presently committing in this country, if they have the perfect day where they unleash a TEP type of offensive like they did in Vietnam, where it's multiple attacks all over the country, if they do that, they will cripple our country. If they use nuclear devices, they will cripple it into basically oblivion. And the fear and the disruption in the food chain and the transportation and every service you could think of, even police and fire, will be momentous. And basically, all I can tell you is you're going to be on your own. So the Christian especially should prepare for that. As the book of Proverbs says, the wise man, when he sees trouble coming down the road, he prepares for it. That's what the Christian community should be doing as a whole, and start to get ready to support each other as a whole so that you can be those points of light when that happens. And it's going to happen. It's imminent right now.
Don, you paint a very clear and precise picture. And I hope that the folks that are listening out there are not thinking this is just another saber-rattling scare tactic, prepper tactic. We're speaking the truth. It's happening around us. Like you mentioned, Venezuela is a prime example that's happening day to day. But we're not, the news media is not telling everybody or showing everybody exactly what's really going on there and what happened. And believe me, we can see where yesterday, where the head of the CIA pretty much laid it on the line when it came to ISIS, contradicting what the happy face that was put on it by the president just 2 days before that. Folks, we need to seek the truth. The truth is something that will help us understand, and also it's what will make us the survivors after this catastrophe presents itself. Here in Florida, a lot of us are pretty much used to being prepared. We have what we call hurricanes here. All my life living down here as a kid and so forth, we always had a hurricane plan and a water, extra water stored up. We had food, extra food, canned food and so forth, and a plan to know what to do. We've been, in my past when I was a kid, went through a very severe hurricane called Hurricane Donna. And it was almost a week to 2 weeks before we ever got power back. Communities had to pull together all their food and resources, and our neighborhoods and so forth. Kids were not in school, so they had to be taken care of. I think what's happened now is most of the people that have never been through that type of situation are just pretty much clueless, or on the precipice of a situation that could be life-changing for all of us. And Don, You mentioned the Bible, you mentioned Jesus Christ, and that's the one thing that we have going for all of us that the rest of the folks out there, the secular world, does not have and does not understand.
The first thing of course, is to be prepared spiritually. You must be prepared spiritually because you have a covenant with the Lord through the blood of Jesus Christ. And part of that covenant is he will protect you and provide for you. Even when others aren't being provided for, he will provide for you miraculously. I was just talking to a woman that lives in Colorado, and her and her family went fishing for the first time. They went to a lake, and they sat there, and there was people all around them. And this family prayed that God would provide them fish for the day. There's five family members. Those people, that family, caught seven rainbow trout, big ones. And all the other people around them caught nothing. And she told me about that by telephone. And I said, you know what? And she was the one praying that God will provide her family with fish for the day. And I said, God just taught you a very important lesson that day. I said, do you know what it is? And she goes, yes. I said, well, let's talk about that, because what God taught you that day is if you trust him and ask him, he will provide for you in the midst of famine when no one else is being provided for. You alone will be provided for because you asked him and he has a covenant with you to provide for you. So naturally, he will, as a loving father that he is. So that is an important thing for the Christian to know. Now, at the same time, honor God's word. When God says you see trouble coming, to prepare for it, do that so that you can help yourself and you can help others, so that you're not part of the suffering and the judgment. And let's face it, this is judgment for the United States. Look at all the millions and millions of innocent babies that we classified as not being human and ripped from their mother's body. Look at our military. Look at our government, the way it is lied and manipulated and stolen from the people. Look at the sexual perversion, the homosexuality. It goes on and on and on. Our country, as a people, have chosen, the majority have chosen to live ungodly and reject God. And with that comes punishment, so that God can bring them back. Now, you all know that as Christians, and I think most Christians know that what's coming upon the United States is judgment, and justifiably so. So you don't need to be part of that judgment, but it will be all around you. Just as the death angel came into Egypt and killed the firstborn of the Egyptians, but the Christians with blood on the door, they were protected from the death angel. He passed by. With the blood of Jesus, you're protected from the death angel. Put that on your doorpost and prepare for what you know is coming. And do your part. God will do his, for sure, but do your part too. If you didn't hear this and you didn't know, you could be ignorant of it. But look at the signs of the times. Look what the U.S. government itself is telling you. Look what your Christian leaders who are willing to tell you the truth are telling you, and then act accordingly. I think most Christians know that what we're talking about is true.
I think there's a problem that lays out there, and that is, how do we reach the secular world? How do we reach those that have been fed propaganda so long that they no longer can know what the truth is? The situation being that if people, all they hear is a lie, they soon lose the ability to know the truth.
You have to be light in a dark world. And your light will shine. I know I prepare with food, and for every can of food that I get from my family, I had set aside another can in preparation to pass out to the starving that I'll see, the people that have nothing, because I know that I can't just watch starving people. Now, I know I will defend my home and family from the robber and from the killer, and they will be legion in the street. They're already legion in the street. Look what's happening in the street. These people aren't even hungry yet or really scared, and they're fighting over politics. You know, it's just madness right now. Can you imagine if something serious happened in this country? There are a large segment of the population that's just going to go out and rob, rape, and steal and kill. Some of them just for this bloodlust of killing. So you have to realize that, and you have to prepare for that. But starving people that I come across that I can help, I will help. But I will take care of my family first. And now that I know, I am compelled to do that. If I didn't have the knowledge, it would be different. So I think reaching people in crisis will be key to reaching them for the Lord. So it's going to be a day-to-day thing, but you stand strong as a Christian and do what you know to do as a Christian man and woman, and God will lead the way, as he always does, through everything.
You hit it right on the head, Don. We've got to trust in our Lord, and we've got to listen to him. We've got to listen to what he tells us. We need to listen to what he's told us in the Bible about preparing and about taking care of our brothers and sisters. Don, it's been such a pleasure talking to you, and I know that this isn't going to be the first time. I think this worked out real well, and I am so excited about being able to reach out to you. As another brother in Christ, Don, you're a very special person in my life and always have been, and I want to let you know that you and your family are always in my prayers, and thank you so much for being our first guest on the phone on our Last Patrol radio show. Thank you, Don.
Well, thank you for honoring me by allowing me to be on your show, brother.
Brother, we'll talk to you in a little bit. Thank you so much. Joshua 1-9. Have I not commanded you to be strong and courageous? Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. Psalm 33:20-22. We wait and hope for the Lord. He is our help and our shield. In him our hearts rejoice, for we trust in his holy name. May your unfailing love be with us, Lord, even as we put our hope in you. I want to thank you for listening to us today in the Last Patrol. I also want to thank Don for being able to be with us today. The Last Patrol radio show is thank the folks at WKOT 102.1 FM, the radio station New Beginnings Baptist Church in Waimama, Florida. The Last Patrol radio show is AVRM, American Veterans Radio Ministries, and this is a ministry of Great Hope Christian Fellowship Church in Tampa, Florida.
Back in 1965, still another mother cried as her son was sent off to a land called Charlie's Paradise. Billy was a soldier in the bush. He played for keeps. The enemy was all around. Didn't Charlie ever sleep? Ordered up the hill one day to take it and make a stand. Billy never made it back. He was dealt with Charlie's hand. Maybe he's a lucky one, 'cause we still feel the pain of 1,000 wounded players who took part in Charlie's game. He's one of a million unsung heroes whose story forever goes untold. Left his soul in numb, but his spirit still is on. He's walking with us on the Last Patrol. He's walking with us on the Last Patrol.